from Luke 14, verse 33. Those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. I read that in 2007, 14-year-old Laura Montero, while vacationing with her family on a cruise ship off the Baja coast, experienced a life-threatening emergency when her appendix burst. Hundreds of miles from help, the ship's crew sent out a distress call looking for the nearest surgical unit. The USS Ronald Reagan was about 500 miles away, and they answered the call. The carrier was in the midst of training exercises preparing for deployment to the Persian Gulf. However, the crew of 6,000 stopped their exercises, turned their ship around, and steamed 250 miles through the night to get within helicopter transport range of the cruise ship. Laura was airlifted on board, and the doctors performed the surgery and saved her life. The operational cost of the ship was $2.5 million per day. And yet the leadership on board that military carrier ship considered the life of one human being worth the sacrifice. How could that family possibly pay that expense? They could never. The cost was too high. And still, the U.S. government believed that Laura's life was worth an astronomical, sacrificial, heroic effort. Friends, the Bible shows us that God felt the very same way about each of us, lost and destined to eternity in hell due to our rebellious sin and God's righteous judgment. God felt that we were worth a no-holds-barred, all-out effort to save. And so, He sacrificed the unimaginable, His dear Son, Jesus Christ, by judicially making Him guilty of all of our sin and putting Him to death on the cross in our place and on our behalf to pay what we would never in a thousand lifetimes be able to merit or pay. And then God made the offer of 10,000 lifetimes, that if we would repent of all our sin, believe in Christ's death and resurrection for us, and receive Jesus as the Lord of our lives, intent upon submitting to His will for the rest of our lives, we would be saved from eternal damnation in hell and saved to eternal life in heaven. Make no mistake, the price of salvation was paid by Jesus, but the cost of being His disciple and obeying His will as the evidence that we are truly saved is paid by us. If we are not counterfeits, we will sacrifice all that is necessary of this world and of our own selfish desires and ambitions and submit to the Holy Spirit's work of transformation, empowerment, and enablement, which conforms us to the image of Christ and completes us as servants of Christ doing God's will from the heart. In Luke 9, verse 23, Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Eugene Peterson said, quote, "Christian discipleship is a decision to walk in His ways steadily and firmly, and then finding that the way integrates all our interests, passions, and gifts, our human needs, and eternal aspirations. It is the way of life that we were created for." Close quote. Jesus both clarified the cost of being a Christian and warned the would-be Christian to count the costs prior to making the commitment in Luke 14, verses 25 through 34. First, Jesus said that any person who did not make love and obedience to Him the supreme commitment of his or her life, even above his father, mother, spouse, and children, brothers and sisters, could not be His disciple. Second, Jesus said that anyone who is not willing to sacrifice his or her own life for the sake of Him cannot be His disciple. And third, Jesus gave two illustrations. A man who wanted to build a tower, and the king of a small army going to war against another king with a large army. He said that before building a tower, a man sits down to see if he has enough money to finish the job, so he is not ridiculed by everyone for starting a project that he could not complete. And then he said, if a king knows that he does not have an army sufficient to defeat his enemy, he will send an envoy ahead to make peace before going to war. before sending his soldiers to their deaths. Finally, in Luke 14:33, Jesus said, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Hear this clearly. Salvation is not just life with Jesus in the hereafter. Salvation begins in the here and now, the moment that we repent, believe, and trust Jesus as Lord. Salvation is our life committed supremely to honor Jesus Christ and live out daily, rejecting what is selfish and sinful, embracing what is pleasing to God and righteous, and obeying the will of God, and then enjoying the favor and blessings of God. Remember Christ's warning in Matthew 7, verse 21, concerning those who made cheap professions of faith in Him, but never intended to give over control of their lives to Him. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter." And so then, count the costs, make the commitment, and give your all for Jesus. I'm Jack Manor, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.